Today we're talking, why don't people like Dragon Ball Daima? I know, but it's a topic, okay? Actually, if you're like a week-to-week listener, what's up? Welcome back to the show. You're like, this has been the topic the last like 10 weeks. But we finally got a true test environment this week, Dotto, that somehow made it to your feed as well. If you guys are not,
I know what you're talking about,
familiar with the mobile game landscape of Dragon Ball, it's sort of like the thing with these mobile games is that they constantly get updates and they're able to act pretty quick, a lot faster typically than like some of the console games. Not always, but sometimes. In this case, definitely faster. I don't, other than OG Dragon Ball Daima being like pre-order and in Xenoverse 2. He's in Xenoverse 2, right? Either way.
I think they're coming out with him. I don't know if he's out yet. Or at least I haven't seen anything on that.
I think he was part of the future, this most recent future part, but I have yet to get to that, so I don't actually know. All you need to know is that literally from episode 8, which was just 2 weeks ago as of today, or today as of us filming this, that entire fight is now in Dragon Ball Legends. It was a part of their big sort of like festival that they celebrate in this time of the year. And my God, Dotto, people were so upset about Daima and saying some shit that like just doesn't make sense because they're like, it's too fast. Since when has anyone ever said that they have converted something from hype moment in show to in the video game? Has anyone ever complained that, oh, they put that in the game too fast? Have you ever heard anyone say that ever? Ever.
Was that the argument that for...
I'm not even kidding, Dotto. There were people, one of their arguments were hinged on the fact that they should have cooked it more. By the way, it's one of the better animations in the entire, both Tamagami and Tamagami 3 and the Super Saiyan Goku have like some of the best choreographed everything, just the animations in Dragon Ball Legends. They both look insane, like truly.
Well, yeah, so, I think whatever that argument is completely, I think whatever that argument is completely, that's the, that might be the wildest way to take this ever in the history of ever. Like, oh, it came, it's too, this is too fresh. It's too new. I can't even appreciate this.
Not Arxis is like, we're back because there's Dragon Ball Daima and they have their first reveal are Super Saiyan Daima Goku and Tamagami 3. As soon as that pops up, before you even react, are you going to go, I just got to get this off my chest, guys. This is like way too fast. I mean, we just watched this episode 2 weeks ago.
Like the dumbest thing to put this in is like, okay, you're not saying this. Like if Superhero comes out and then a week later, Fighters drops Beast Gohan as DLC and nobody's going to be like, oh, what? Like, come on now. This is way too quick. Like, what are you talking about? Like that's the opposite of how it works. That's like the most exciting time for it to drop.
Exactly. If there are any Dokkan heads that listen to this, the fastest turnaround I believe we ever had was everyone, I'm sure, if you're a Dragon Ball fan, remembers episodes 109 and 110 of Super Dropping, which is the UI Sign Goku episodes that like broke the internet. That same weekend, Dotto, they released a UI Goku who in Dokkan couldn't awaken. He was a units can like awaken and level up and potentially like change their form, and he didn't awaken for like 6 months because he eventually awakened into a mastered UI Goku.
That's correct. See that, and that I remember, and I'm not really connected to the Dokkan community as much as you are, but I remember that character, that release, that window being like the shining time to that's nostalgic, you know, those are the good times. Like, and I, to be fair, I think even back then people knew it was the good times. People were like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is so cool. This is awesome. I can't believe it. So, if you just don't like the units, that's fine. Yeah. But saying they're too fresh is like that feels like just so out of the ball game. I think I even tweeted about this. But I think literally the sadness over these guys is just because, again, we talked about this last week. It's just because that Daima is not Dragon Ball Z or Super. It is not like, or GT with like the Super Saiyan 4s. It's not
yet
hype to the casual guys. Like the reason people are saying this is not because the animation is whack. I saw a lot of people saying and this goes for everything in life, Nano. People can't say they don't fuck with shit no more. They can't say, I just hate this. For some reason, they gotta find a reason why they are morally and objectively correct to not like something.
Yes.
The animation's bad. It's too fresh. You just don't like Kid Goku, bro. You don't like Kid Goku. You don't like that he made of his kid. Just say that. Just say you ain't fuck with it like that.
Which is fine, by the way. It's completely
based
fine.
Even.
No one, it's based even. Yeah. No one is saying that you have to like it. It's just like finding all these reasons why others shouldn't like it. I think that's the biggest thing, is that like everyone thinks we should be this hive mind and everyone should agree 100% on all these things. Like most tweets these days are literally just like, I can't believe that this person likes this thing, you know, or this person doesn't like this thing. And like, you're wrong if you don't like this thing or you don't think this way. So,
you know, a real life example, I was actually just talking about this on stream. That's why I remember this. A real life example of this is like Lunchly. I don't know where you stand on this, but a lot of people don't like Lunchly. And the real reason, the real core reason, is they hate or are just annoyed by Mr. Beast, KSI, and Logan Paul, right? But when people talk about why they don't like Lunchly, it's like, the salt content is a bit too high, and the moldy cheese thing. It's like,
it's not enough calories, Dotto. It's like, like, are you kidding? You're sending your kid with only like 240 calories. Like, that is not enough nutrition to last them throughout the day at school. I'm like,
it's just like, bro,
what?
You don't like these guys, which is odd. That's so sick. I think, like, why not just say it? But like, and yes, the cheese, but then people are like, so you don't think the moldy cheese thing is like, no, that is pretty gross. But that's not the reason people hate it.
But that can probably happen to literally any of those things, right? Like, I have friends that can't eat Hot Pockets anymore because they heated one up and it looks fine from the outside and then they bite into it and it's all moldy.
That's, you know, fucking nasty. What the fuck?
When did that gross you out?
Nasty shit.
When did that gross you out?
Nasty shit. Me and Ryan were just talking about Rhymes in Japan, so we were hanging out. How my friend was eating a Wendy's chicken sandwich one time.
Oh, yep.
And he bit it and it was just raw chicken. I actually tweeted about that. That, man, that was hilarious.
We've talked about that on this podcast, by the way.
Oh, we have? But yes, even like,
yeah, we've done like almost like 70 of these. Yeah, we've talked about that.
It's been a lot. We're out of stories already. But like, again, those are valuable reasons to hate whatever the product is. And if somebody got like, I just don't, that's not the real reason people didn't like Lunchly. That the hate for Lunchly was before that. And I also, the Daima stuff. I think people don't like Daima for very core reasons that have nothing to do with the quality of the show. And that's fine.
Or the story, yeah, or literally any of it. It's literally just at their kids. Let's just be 100% honest. It's at their kids. I tweeted this to someone else that was talking about this. And I said, if that was an adult Goku fighting one of the Demon Realm Dragon Ball Protectors, because that's what the Tamagamis are, and it was the exact same fight shot for shot, no one would ever second guess this as being not fest worthy, because it's called Legends Fest. It's just really unfortunate. That's literally what I said. And it's just the case.
Yeah. And this is why I was telling Nan, I was like, oh, the shit talk is right. So the point is, to all of it, which is crazy because we're going to talk about this week's Dime episode. And I think both of us, I really enjoyed it. And there's like a lot of Dime lore.
Yeah.
So again, just a reminder, we're both fans of the show, which the Gaslight is crazy now, because we're like two people that, I mean, we say it in pretty harsh ways, but like, we're two people that have actively watched this show week to week on release, but also we're like the defenders of the shit talkers. I don't know. We've got ourselves into a really weird pickle here.
I do. If you don't ever tune into my main channel content, I do summons and I almost basically podcast by myself while I'm doing those, because just be talking about shit. And I'm like, if our key moments viewers could hear me now being a Dragon Ball Daima defender, because like, I'm over here just like, because I'm with you. You don't have to like it, but you don't have to like bring down everyone's hype around. Like, that's the thing. Everyone, like, you're hype about this thing? No, fuck you. I don't want you to be hype about it. I got to tell you 10 reasons why you shouldn't be hype about this thing. I'm like, why do you have to do that?
We're like little contrarians. We're little contrarians because we find ourselves like, you know, we just have the opinions we do. But then like both sides of the room are just like, you know, Daima's pacing is fantastic. I actually hope they don't do anything next week. It's like, whoa, I don't know about that. And then the other one's like, you know what? I just think that show was always going to be garbage ever since. The thing is, I'm one of those people. It's like, I hated GT's beginning because I hate nerfing characters instead of seeing them move forward. But I think Daima's done a fantastic job of that so far. It's like, Goku has every excuse in the book, and there hasn't been not one fight where Goku hasn't just Giga Chad fucking slapped his Kame power pull on the table, and it's just over in 5 seconds. Like, there's not one fight where he struggled.
Yeah.
Not even one. Like, so I have that same fear, but Daima has not been doing that so far.
I don't think so. I think it's going to happen. Yeah. We're too deep, I think, for that to happen. The one thing I want to say from week to week, and don't get me wrong, I mean, sometimes this has been how we felt, but more or less, when we're telling all these stories about how people feel about Daima, we're just saying like what we see from a mass audience, and then you got like we're just kind of telling it how we see it. Not necessarily. I don't know how you guys can watch these episodes and think that we aren't at least enjoying ourselves with the show. It's just more or less like almost being like a messenger of what we're seeing, but then you guys are getting mad that we're just saying like, I just am not seeing much positivity around it. You know what I mean? Like from week to week or something like that. And then you guys get mad at us. We never said we didn't like the show. Have either of us ever said we didn't like the show? We should be critical of it.
No, but I do get it because I'm not going to lie, Nato. When I saw this legend stuff, I definitely was thinking, oh, I can't wait to say my I told you so moment. Rhyme, I didn't watch the legends thing. Rhyme kind of walked me through what happened. Did they show the Daima stuff before the Super Saiyan 3 Goku stuff?
Yes, Daima was the opener. They didn't even talk. Okay. They went straight into the Daima trailer.
So it was the opener, and then they closed on the Super Saiyan 3 Goku?
Yes.
Okay, so good. Let me just talk my shit now for a second, Nano. This is just for the people on the Daima is good side of the room, which is fine. But there is no buts or dicks. Where, like, if Super was going on, that is not the opener of the show. That would be the closer of the show. If like, and people this anime, like, nobody's judging this. Again, like you said, if it was adult Goku, this would have been the hypest thing of all time forever. Like, oh my God, this literally just happened and now it's here. I got to spend $1,000.
Imagine if it was Super Saiyan God Goku too.
Yeah, you mean like, what do you mean?
Imagine if it was a Dragon Ball Super form versus Tamagami 3.
Oh, yes. And then it'd be fine. It would be okay.
What if it was Kid Goku, but he was a Super Saiyan God?
That probably still wouldn't work, honestly.
I think people would be more receptive of it if it was modern Goku post-TOP as a child.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think people would be more receptive. I just don't think they would want to see him as a kid.
This week, by the way, we have some interesting comments that some of this we will absolutely get to.
Yes. We won't, you know, we'll let you get on the soapbox as well.
I promise I'm not, this is not, I'm just I'm throwing little randoms out here to see what Dotto thinks, okay? This is not me being like, I wish it were Dragon Ball Super Daima, you know what I mean? Like, it's not what I'm saying. I'm just curious as how you think the reception would be versus what we're having now.
Yeah, I think, but that basically all I'm trying to say is like, this is this audience that you saw react to this Legends trailer is the audience that me and Nano have been saying is like that we've been seeing. So yes. They are real. We are not gaslighting ourselves. Like, people, there are literally people out there waiting in the wings. They're just like, this is lame. Like, it's like it they is. Just don't like the concept. Like we've been saying, they don't like the concept. So they're not going to come on board.
You want to talk some ball real quick, Dotto?
What you got?
Some game?
What you got?
Easily some of my worst performing Legends videos of the entire year are the ones involving Daima Goku. Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
It's just like, it sucks because the thing is, I'm not even kidding, Dotto. These are, well, when it comes to these video games, a lot of the times, the things that are the reference that they're basing is going to directly impact how good the thing looks in said video game. That's usually kind of how that goes. I mean, sometimes the devs will embellish a little, you know, and add a little extra sauce here and there. But if the reference material is good, then in the game, it's going to look good. It's kind of like the Gogeta dramatic finish, right? That's directly from DBS Broly. It looks insane. And so, like, Daima is so well animated, and it looks so good that, Dotto, there's the way this game works, of course, is they have, like, you know, they have tiers of characters. And the Tamagami 3 is not like a super high tier. He's just a normal SP. He's not a LF. He's not an alter. He's none of that. He's just a normal SP. And I swear to God, he has his ultimate in that game and Legends looks better than probably like almost half the LFs we've gotten this year. Like, he looks crazy. Like, they went all out on the animations on these characters and people are still like, nah, I'm good. Which also is we can shut up about the gacha game after this. But I will always say, like, gacha games are where people will be the most harsh, because you aren't talking about paying $5 for a fighter's character. You're talking about potentially spending like hundreds of dollars to get this character in the game.
And that makes sense.
Rightfully so, to be harsh, because I mean, you probably shouldn't even be spending on gachas. That's a whole different topic.
Fuck gacha games. Let me just throw that in there. Game Awards was so sick this year, dude.
We can't start on that tangent. I would love to have a Game Awards discussion with you, by the way.
I'm just saying, gacha game didn't win the player's choice. That was shocking. But I'll take it every day of the week. That was my gacha games credit. Okay. But anyway, can move on to the actual episode.
You want to talk about episode 10, Ocean of Dragon Ball Daima, debuted on the 13th of December here in 2024. And we reacted to it, which you can watch by becoming a member by clicking join on YouTube or Dotto. Apparently on Spotify, we're about to start just uploading directly to Spotify. I don't know if we talked about that. Did we talk about this? But apparently we're going to be able to start like directly uploading to Spotify. That will be very interesting. And it'll have like comments and like all this. Apparently there are comments live now. I need to go double check that if you guys are listening. But if you don't want to support on YouTube, you can also support on patreon.com/keymoments. It supports the podcast, makes things possible. That'll be able to come out to the Santa Monica studio, paying our podcast editor/manager Toasty. And you get lots of bonus content because we've been doing this for over a year. And it all becomes available to you the second you become a key member. For those of you that are supporting every month, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for keeping the lights on the pod. So going into the episode that we did react to, here are my notes, Dotto. Let's just run through all your notes.
Yeah. And then we could just discuss. Go ahead.
This episode, I think surely you were in agreement. This episode shocked the shit out of both of us because it basically opens with Majin Ku versus Tamagami One. Like we're here. No waiting around. No, like, any of that. It starts out, boom, Majin Ku v Tamagami One. Insanity. Did not expect this.
I would agree. This episode has a lot of, for an episode titled Ocean, this episode has a lot more stuff that probably deserved the title. Yes,
it's just truly, truly insane. So we can talk about more about that in a second. I do want to go to my second note, Dotto.
Okay, second note. I probably know what this note is, but go ahead.
Vegeta is a boob man.
Yeah, I don't know why this shit. That basically, the show wrote in a whole minute section to confirm that Vegeta is a tits guy, which again, base. You know, we've said it a few times this episode, but this was I don't know how many pit stops we want to take on your notes, but this was by far the worst section of the episode.
Yeah,
this had no reason to be in here.
It was so, because it's like, I mean, if I miss some episodes here. When are we talking about tits and ass in Dragon Ball? And that's like a focus. I feel like
that has come up before, actually. Like,
like, to the point, because then Piccolo's like, yeah, you are. Yeah, that's why you want it. That's why you want to be want us to be in our adult bodies again, because you are. Like, I don't know. It was just so, it felt so out of place and weird. I don't know. Like
I don't, I said this last week. I don't like Hybus as a character, bro. He actually is my least favorite character of the whole thing. I think, but the thing is, I think he has potential to, like, you know, he's like a comedy oriented character. He's like a just does whatever the fuck he wants kind of guy. But so far, he facilitates the most, like, worst parts of the show so far.
The reason this all came up is because Hybus says, "Do you want to be my girlfriend?" And then Vegeta's like, "Yo, I'm married to her." And then Hybus is like, "You like her, you miss her boobs, don't you? Or you like big, no, you like big boobs, don't you?" And I was like,
no, because again, we're skipping the part where he's like, that's fine, like he was okay being in like a three-way relationship with Bulma.
He
Vegeta.
Did say that, I forgot. Yeah, he's like, so that's cool.
Yeah, but the Hybus didn't want Bulma to, or Bulma didn't want Vegeta, Bulma doesn't want to grow up, Hybus doesn't want her to grow up, but he's like, nah, we're growing up together, which I don't think is a weird request. I mean, I certainly, bro, the Hybus was like, bro, just go out with your kid girlfriend instead. And then all of a sudden, Vegeta's got to be like a gooner or something because he wants his wife to be an adult. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
But
anyways, yeah, that was like the weirdest comedy, like, detraction from the show yet, for sure. And I hope that is the last of that. I don't know.
The last of that.
Yeah, it was just like a weird. Well,
now they've got to find a way to confirm Goku's an ass guy now to balance out the rivalry.
Oh shit. Man, dude, I can never really decide, you know, when I get asked that question. Anyways, original Namekian home is in the second Rome. Demon realm.
Rosa Fence Sitter. Oh, yes. Which, this basically this moment just provided us a lot of racism. These guys cannot remember for the life of them that Piccolo is not 1,000 years old. They're talking to a 12-year-old. But pretty, this was a good reoccurring bit. I thought this was funny enough. This was fine.
Yeah, so Bulma says, do you miss your home? And he's like, I mean, my home's Earth, bro. Like, I was not born here. Like, what do you mean?
That's got to be fun. That is the craziest shit. It's like, oh, I bet you miss your home so much, your ancestry. No, I grew up down the street from you. What are you talking about?
he does go on to mention, though, that obviously, like, DKP was from here. So he does mention that.
And he does say, like, it feels good to be back. That's probably that nail in him, that commie in him.
And it looks like Namek, by the way. It literally looks like the Namek that we know of from Dragon Ball Z. And even Shin even mentions, like, they probably took some of the, like, seeds to grow their trees. And, like, their buildings were destroyed. Because we also learn in this same time frame, lots of lore drop here. Namekians were, Shin basically said, akin to, like, slaves in the demon realm. Hence why they escaped and left the demon realm. And that was pretty much, that was kind of like the entirety of the second demon realm, which maybe is why this was called Ocean, was mostly an ocean, which gave Namekian vibes. And then they actually arrived to what was the original Namekian home in the second demon realm. The one small note here that they fought a Kraken and they lose their ship. So, and we then later find out, but Goku's like, yeah, we couldn't have even taken him on. And I'm like, a Kraken? Like a fish? You can't just beam through his mouth and he's dead? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that one. What do you think, Dada? You think Goku and Vegeta can't take on that freaking Kraken? You think that Kraken is more powerful than a Tamagami?
No, this is literally the first plot point at all of Daima to trigger that side that I was talking about before, where it's just like, come on now. No way we're that nerfed. Like, Dragon Ball Goku is hopping into rivers taking out big fish. And I know that this thing is like 50 times that big fish, but at the end of the day, this is just a big fish, all right?
Yeah.
Especially together, they are folding this Kraken, but
yes,
in universe, I guess they're not trying to get... they're not trying to get after it. I don't disagree with avoiding it. You know, no reason to take a fight. Yeah. You don't have to, but no, they're fighting that fish.
The other thing I didn't note, but talking about the Kraken made me think of it, is that the air isn't heavy here anymore. They can fly as fast as they want now in the second demon realm. No more heaviness, no more slowing things down. Which then brings us to the next thing, which is that we're all together now. So, like,
yeah, this makes last episode worse. I don't know if you agree, but it was actually pointless. And it would just piss me off if I was Vegeta. Vegeta gets a little pissed. He's the only one in the group. But they deny them a ride. They fly off on their own, immediately break their ship, and then their strategy is to wait for a ride.
Yep.
You're good. You're getting your own plan.
Lose all their stuff. The whole reason they said, yeah, y'all can't fly with us. We have too much stuff. And now they have no ship and no stuff.
Did save the Dragon Ball, though. An important note is that it was revealed to be the Dragon Ball and not a rock, as Nano had made me fear.
We do have a funny book club comment about that, though. So that's coming up. Book club coming up, you guys. Okay, so now unless you have anything to add, I'm about to give us the massive lore dump here that we get in the final, like, 2 minutes of the episode.
Yeah, you're good, bro, because I don't remember. So I'm going to have to actually pay attention to your notes.
It's a lot. So, prior to Abra, Deborah's dad, there was actually a good, like a actual, like, kind and good demon realm king, and he appointed Super Majin Rimus to create the universes. Now, Rimus looked kind of like Zeno. I've not done any research on this. I do not know if that is actually what he's supposed to look like, or if he's supposed to be like a similar being to Zeno. I don't know. But he definitely looks really similar to Zeno. Like his make and like his size and everything. But then, like, that's kind of whatever. Because he actually first starts out by saying he created a universe outside the demon realm. Okay. But then we get the huge lore dump and the huge reveal that Rymus selected a few Glens to go become Supreme Kais of the universes, because he then created multiple universes and watch over them. And in this shot, we see Gawasu and all of the other Supreme Kais that we meet because of the Tournament of Power and the multi-universes that exist. We see all of them, which is my guess is their way of saying, lock in, this is a continuity to Super. Or
I'm still in the disagreement camp. I don't think this confirms that for me just yet.
Dude, it's all those people though. I feel like
the only way we know
those people are because of DBS. So I feel like this was their way. Like I think it's gonna keep happening more and more and more. Cause there was what was the other thing that was like, oh, that's kind of DBS related. But what was it?
I don't remember. It was in the beginning, but I completely forget now.
It was in the beginning. One of you guys can comment and let us know. We'll talk about it next week if you don't mind. And then the other thing that they mentioned that was, we already knew about this because this has been a plot point throughout the show, is with the Warp Samas. And specifically, it was Abra who locked down the Warp Samas so that you couldn't just freely go, because you used to be able to freely go between the Warp Samas and Abra. Again, Deborah's dad. Locked him down because he was actually afraid of the outside world. And when speaking of the outside world or the universes, he mentions humans and Supreme Kai is the one telling this whole story. Supreme Kai mentions that Saiyans and humans were created once those universes were created. So we now have a confirmation that Saiyans are not from the Demon Realm. They were created post creation of the universe outside of the Demon Realm. And then I think we already knew this because Supreme Kai tells Bulma this, but we found this out when we found out that he was created from trees, which I guess we knew that lore from a book somewhere or something. I don't know. This is apparently lore. It's been around for years, but I'm not sure if it's ever in the show. But again, a reconfirmation that, like, because what they do to Piccolo with the whole, like, don't you miss Namek? Because he gets asked that twice from Goku and Bulma. Right? I think it was Goku that asked him. Anyways.
Yeah, Goku and Bulma both ask.
He literally tells the story of, like, the trees that he and his, like, siblings and all the Glens are born from, the five different trees, have been destroyed, and his planet that he's from is, like, literally gone, or, you know, like, there's no life there. And Bulma still asks him, do you want to go visit it while we're here? Like, there was nothing for me there. Why would I want to go visit it? You know, like, why? It was like, what? Why would you? He just told you that that planet is literally basically gone. Why would you then go? Should we go visit while we're like in the neighborhood? Like, you know?
Yeah, he was like, my war torn country that everything's dead and it's all dying. Well, do you want to go visit your house? I don't. No, there's nobody there.
Yeah. What house?
We left. we left. No, it's not a particularly big thing for me to want to go see right now. But, you know, insensitive questions, you know, and maybe they will end up going over there. I think that'd be pretty cool. Or maybe like RNC will walk around or something. Yeah. Was that, did you have any notes left?
No, that was the end of the episode. That does bring us to next week's teaser, which is crazy. So next week is called Legend. So probably a shit ton more of lore. Like, good God.
Yes, this is actually a good title. And we see them fighting Tamagami 2.
Tamagami 2. User. And Dotto. We don't see just anybody fighting Tamagami 2. Who do we see fighting Tamagami 2?
It's Vegeta. Wait, this is episode 10, right?
This was episode 10. So they are finally together. So our Vegeta episode bet is done.
So that was episode 9 was the final, and then we get our first Vegeta fight at 10. Honestly, you know, closing this arc that we started so long ago, it's crazy how much more of a roller coaster that bet became than I thought it was going to be. I thought Vegeta was not going to be in the show at all. I thought it was over. Then episode 1, literally, I think it was episode 1, I was like, yeah, this is over. He's going to be in the show from like episode 3. And then all of a sudden, Daima pacing, you know, we didn't know what we were getting into. Here we are, episode 10. It's finally starting to kick off.
It's me, by the way. I said 13. I was pretty damn close.
You were a lot close. And honestly, shock. Like, that is pretty shocking.
You said 17. And if I remember right, you even were like, I'm only doing like, you just, I think you
I know. Did, I,
you didn't,
I didn't you, even you, want to you, participate in the question. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I thought it was the like correct 20. Answer was not to play.
Yeah. You thought it was like 19 or 20 or something. You were so convinced he was literally like, he was showing up at the very end at best.
Bro, I completely misunderstood the plot of the show. I thought it was going to be Goku, Glorio, Pansy, and Nahare. What's his actual name? Naharo or Nahare? Kai, the Spring
Nahare.
Kai.
Nahare.
I thought it was going to be them on like a GT road trip, you know? So
it's this. Nahare. All right. I got a new bet for us, Dotto.
Oh, well, okay, what's this?
I think you'll like this one.
Fusion?
No.
Okay,
we could do that. It's going to happen. We could do that. But no, I have a new bet because I'm seeing a lot of people discuss this, and I want to make a key moments bet here between us. Adult bet. What episode do you think they're adults? Because I'm starting to think they're adults before the end. I think we're getting a fight in this show as adults.
That would be pretty hype. That could...
I'll see, let you go first. I have back. My number. Hopefully you don't copy my number.
See, this one I think is like... I actually have a perfect number. If we're working on 20 episodes, I think this is going to be 18.
Okay, great. I was going to say 16.
Okay, that's pretty early. I mean, you might be right. You might be... Nah, I don't... I think I'm right on this one.
Maybe. 18 would still be 18. I mean, that's still 3 episodes of the series. So, like, that's still more than enough time to, like... Because if this ends like Dragon Ball Super, it's literally Goku Frieza moment. Okay, show's over. Like, I mean, you know?
Yeah, I think if anything, we might get like one big final fight where they're an adult. It would have to be, see this, that's when the Super Heads would start coming back, I think. They see one GIF on Twitter of that, they're watching the show. Adult Goku and Vegeta fighting against some demon creature that's like, yeah.
All right.
Certainly they fuse as kids though.
No, I think the fusion.
There's
kids.
No way we don't get an adult fusion fighting something in this show. That would be absolutely insane.
I don't think so either.
And also I'm gonna double down. This is not for the bet. I just want to see how right I am. It would just be Goku as an adult. Vegeta is gonna get like knocked out. There's having two adults would be too much, I think. The only way they would do it is if Goku solos.
Okay, you're probably right. In the intro, you see Goku as an adult in the demon realm with planes, and I don't know. I'm thinking he's gonna get his wish, but things aren't gonna be done yet. I think that's what's gonna happen. So that'll be interesting. Okay, so before we do our ratings, let's do a bit of book club here. We pulled some comments from Patreon, so shout out to our Patreon key members, and of course from YouTube as well. So we've got Mark the Shark goes, as a key member who understands sarcasm, looking at Nano's face every time Dotto says anything controversial is gold. Y'all are so incredibly base, and I wish more people would see that.
Wow, he just all over, bro. He just not a yeah,
he glazing
not
he glazing.
A controversial bone in his body.
Traquan Williams hits us with LOL, could have just been Dragon Ball Z Daima, and I think that would have actually like activated so many more people like into the show. It's not even funny. That Z, we've talked about this multiple times on this podcast. That Z does something for people. It really does.
I had to go back and read to see how much was Traquan's comment and yours. So Traquan just said could have been Dragon Ball Z Daima. You are the one that thinks like that would trigger people to hop back on.
Yes, dude. We talked about it in
Link. The marketing. It was that. If in the marketing it was that, then yes, I would agree. Like if they like as they were showing the show, it was like Dragon Ball Z is back. Then yes, I think people would have watched it more.
You got us with Dane. Dane's comment is just so great.
Dane? Oh, above him. Okay. Dane the Great says, I will personally crash out if Goku opens the container next episode and goes, my B, I fell asleep and didn't check because, like, we don't have that many episodes left. I'm worried about the other two Dragon Balls feeling rushed. Well, thank God that it is not a rock, so we're good.
We got our confirmation. We got our confirmation.
We do have our confirmation. However, Dane's probably sweating bullets right now because we are literally fighting Tamagami 2 in the next episode. I think the thing about Book Club is like Daima episodes, like when they do fight, so far the fights are very quick. So it's hard to take a combat oriented one. But this could be where they get washed. I'm expecting like a Pokemon, like they challenge a gym, but they lose and then they have to like go farm something and then
of
they come back
you
and win.
Say that because Vegeta's the one fighting him. Cool.
Well, no, I'm just like, because the Kraken's going to be a part of this fight. The Tamagami literally uses a trident. They're going to go to the sea.
Ah, good point. I do want to, before we continue on, sorry, this is a bit abrupt here to go back into it, but we never finished the discussion on Majin Ku.
We did not.
Because we get a conclusion in this episode with the Majin Ku versus Tamagami fight.
How could we forget? This was the best part of the episode.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You don't think so?
It was Beam Central, so yeah. I mean, I know Dotto liked it, dude.
Well, Majin Ku
was pretty cool, actually. I mean, he didn't do anything. It just proved to me the Tamagamis are like probably going to be some of the coolest additions to the Dragon Ball like game roster, like period, man.
A Tamagami super fan, man.
I really like these Tamagami characters. And Tamagami 1, we actually got sort of like he didn't do much. He just mostly stood there and took blasts like a freaking Chad. But like, we got enough that I'm like, man, dude, he's going to be so damn cool when it's time to fight him. But anyways, Majin Ku actually gives up. He literally says, okay, never mind. Because it starts literally coming up and he says, hey, I'm going to challenge you. I'm getting that Dragon Ball. And then he's like, hey, so actually I'm good. I'm going to go home now. And Arnsu and him hop in the plane and they leave. And she actually says, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah. Okay. So look, let me get a few like nuanced brain takes in here. I don't want to be just a meathead. I think Majin Ku's design got a lot better. One, after seeing him fight, I think was cool.
Yeah. He looked really good in motion. Yeah.
He's actually a pretty unique character. This guy's just like they made him too wimpy. They made him too polite to be a monster. He's actually just like, the thing I will say I don't like is I'm kind of over the explicitly goofy stuff, but I'm guessing I guess we don't really have a character like that anymore. It's just to me it always just reminds me of the Ginyu Force. Like he's doing poses as he fights, he's like dancing.
This is the goofiness that I like. It's the
no, yeah,
it's the are you an ass man or boob man Vegeta that I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying like it wasn't my favorite aspect of the character. I do really like that he was just like, all right, mister, you beat me, you're pretty strong, I'll get out of your hair now. And then like as he's leaving, he's like, Dr. Arnsu again, like you said, he's like, I'm gonna fire you, you're terrible, you're weak as fuck. And he's like, yeah, well, I mean, I do all sorts of other things really good. I can go shopping pretty fast. I was like,
and,
oh,
and he likes dancing. He said he likes dancing.
And he's good at dancing and can go shopping really fast. Like, I don't know. I think that's just in one episode, I would not mind if Majin Ku somehow ends up being like a team, like on the Z Fighters. That would be a funny ass addition.
He was a lot of a better, I like that character. I liked that character. That is where I think like the comedy in this show like actually shines.
It is like double funny now because I don't know if you saw, but with Majin Ku, like obviously a lot of the discussion in Daima was about his design.
Yeah.
And part of it is I think people got confused because I was like, oh, the Dragon Ball fan art gaslighting starts again. But I meant that as like a compliment. Because you know, when Beast came out, people thought he was like a little goofy, and then it was kind of okay after like fan artists like made some stuff. But people made very much like badass looking forms of like fan art of Majin Ku. This guy is not a badass at all. He's a DoorDash. He wants to be a DoorDash like employee, which is great. He's just trying to get a steady job, a 401k.
Dude.
And I like that. Majin Ku very quickly became one of my favorite characters in the show.
I hate to bring up dead memes and even more so after huge scandals, okay?
Okay.
But Hakabua might be back on the table, Dotto.
What do you mean?
She's going to make another one, okay? Let's be honest here. Majin Ku is a failed experiment. She's going to make another one, and she's probably going to have to spit on it again. And so Hawk Bua is back on the table, bro. It is possible.
There's one last chance for Hawk Bua to be the official name of something.
Dude. All right, Kaleo, back to Book Club. Kaleo's got Book Club. Mind control never works. I feel like Majin Ku will absorb the Tamagamis, and after absorbing them, will have enough strength to ignore the Hawk Tua control Arensu has over him. I love it. Let's go. She may or may not get killed by Ku, but at the end, she will definitely realize she was in over her head. And this has already been
disproved. These are funny fucking comments now that Ku, all he wants to do is just, you know, dancing. He just wants to sing and go shopping, bro. Yep. That's all he wants to do. Eric Smith said a lot of these are, I hope more of these are about Ku, because the dichotomy of who we thought he was going to be and who he is. Okay. Eric Smith, I must be on Fent or something, but I do personally find Daima to be better than Super. I like the pacing. I like the characters. I find the retcons interesting, but largely making sense and adding more flavor to the already colorful world of Dragon Ball. Maybe it's because I'm just burnt out on battle manga and shows that is just fight, fight, fight or something. Just my thoughts. I don't think you're wrong for any of that. I mean, yeah, those are things that Daima does well. It does add we've talked about the Daima episode formula, small fight, retcon lore drop, and feel good, do nothing moment.
Too many people would for the like 10 of us that are watching Daima, I don't think any of us would really argue that, you know?
Oh, you just had to throw that in there, huh? That my brain was catching up. I don't think anybody's arguing this either. And my thing is, whenever we compare this to Super, I think there's two unfortunate things that happen on both sides. Comparing it to Super is kind of crazy because, again, Super has filler, and also Super started out with like recap arcs. So I would agree. Like, I would much rather watch these 10 episodes than the first 10 episodes of Super. But also on the other side, that's more unfortunate to the other things. Like, when we think of Super now, we think of Goku Black, you know, Rose,
Vegito Blue.
Like, Fuse Zamasu, Vegito Blue, and then into like Topo, Jiren, UI Goku, Tournament of Power,
SSBE.
It's like, yeah, it's just like, it was like our thoughts are not the show, like our memories are not the show, but that's what we remember. And like, those are like big action set moments.
Again, dude, anytime I see a reel of Goku or something, I actually saved one because I was like, I wanted to bring this up on the podcast, but we don't have to do it now. But it was one of those edits where it's like not related to anything at all, and then it like cuts to something else.
And, yeah, the Family Guy style.
Yeah, and it was a UI Goku one. It was like an insane UI Goku edit, and I was like, this, as much as some people don't want it to be, and it had like 300,000 likes. Like, dude, I'm like, this is what people. This is Dragon Ball to people in 2024. Like, it's just to the masses. All right. I just thought this was funny. Clone Nelly says, what if Dotto was betrayed and locked away in the time chamber for 1 billion years?
Shit would piss me off, bro. I'd come back to a non-existent, or at least not recognizable world for some... Imagine, like, that's what got me... Like, I said my Daima take, and then I got locked away. Never... I really want to do a... I still have it. I'm surprised I have it. I still really want to commission a thumbnail in that style.
In what?
I think that might be my favorite. Like, just like the Goku chained up.
Locked away. Okay.
It's like screaming.
One thing, I don't know that we actually brought this up. I didn't want to bring this up somewhere. I guess I'm bringing it up in Book Club this week. Someone pointed out the fact that we kept saying that Super, if it came back, we wouldn't want to sit through two recaps. But if they recapped anything, it would just be Broly, and then it would be into the new stuff, because Superhero is post Moro arc.
Yes. I still wouldn't want them to recap even Broly, though. So pointless.
Anyway, I don't know if we ever brought that up, but just wanted to address that, because some people like brought that up to our attention because they thought we were saying it would be like
the best. Well, actually, Broly. I mean, I guess I get their... Well, hold on. Now, wait. So, yeah, because, hold on. Actually, this is making me think actually pretty hard. So we have Superhero in the manga, and that comes after Moro, right? Obviously.
It does. I think that the timeline of events is DBS Broly, or TOP, DBS Broly, Moro, Superhero, Granola.
Granola came after Superhero?
Yeah, because Well, Superhero, it comes after Granola, but I think in the timeline of things, isn't Superhero technically a prequel to the Granola arc? Am I wrong on this?
I don't... Actually, wait.
I've not, by the way...
Maybe you're right.
I've not read the manga. I'm one of those people that held out. And I only read the manga so we could talk about the chapters because I read the Superhero section of the manga. I've not read the Moro arc and I've not read the Granola arc. So I'm only going based on things I have seen externally, not actually from just like reading the actual material. So
yeah, this comment just fucked me up because now I'm thinking it's like, I can't even like for. I actually have no idea. Like I in my head, Dragon Ball Super, like the manga ends with like Frieza Black, like riding away. But that was like years before the super stuff or the superhero stuff. Right. Or am I wrong? I mean, I'll look it up. I'll look it up. Cause this is hurting my head. What's the next comment we're reading?
Okay. Well, if this is to be true, then never mind. I guess it is actually after Granola as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because they like train together, like they're up and like training together.
Okay,
that hurt the old brain
think,
for a while.
I think one of the comments said it that way, and since I don't actually know it to be 100%, I was like, oh, okay, so I guess they just made it be like that because I did know the ending of the Granola arc because everyone freaking talks about like Black Frieza showing up and then it just like ends.
For some reason, that's how I, like, in my memory, that's the last, probably because, again, recaps are boring as hell, so I was reading the superhero stuff as it came out, but those don't feel like a finale or to anything. Like, them training together kind of does, but not really. Damn, the manga needs to come back, too. Holy. But, yeah, so.
Anywho, I sorry to bring that up in the middle of this one. All right, Epic has us with the... The point is how disingenuous your argument is. Is Diamond not as much viewed slash loved right now? Of course. But acting like you can skip all episodes, then start at episode 8 and understand what the Tamagamis are, why they want the Dragon Balls, and who are Goma, Degesu, Arnsu, it's a meathead take, objectively speaking.
I would agree. I mean, I think that's correct.
It's a meathead take, but I was just saying that, like, yeah, there's been some pretty in-depth lore drops up until episode 8, but I just think that, like, I'm just saying that let's not act like it is so in depth that we couldn't start at episode 8 and pretty well grasp at what was going on. That's all we were saying.
I would agree with you because my point is I think people grossly overestimate what people care about understanding instead of just like figuring out. Like I think a viewer would have, if this was the opening, he would be like, oh, I'm gonna learn more to come about these like Tamagami characters and stuff. But I think people could enjoy this episode like saying you wouldn't be able to enjoy it, I just don't think it's true. Like if somebody had watched none of Daima and wanted to see the cool fight, they could enjoy the cool fight in pretty much all of it. I don't think you'd really need much.
I mean, dude, I think it would all just click. You'd be like, oh, okay, they're trying to get the Dragon Balls. And you'd probably be like, oh, if they didn't say it, because they kind of repeated it a few times. If they didn't say like, oh yeah, we're doing this because... We want to be grown again. Like, I don't know. You would just assume that. I don't know. I don't think it. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be disingenuous. I'm not saying I would want you to skip the 8, but Dotto and I were just saying there was a lot of people saying they weren't watching. So if just go watch episode 8 and we think you'd be locked in. That was really all it was. And we just said, we think you would pick up on most of what was going on fairly fast. Anyways, we have 2 book club comments left. How do you got us on this next one? It's from, looks like Kirby here.
Kirby Kibi says, this is one thing I actually heavily disagree with Nano here. Oh, wait, hold on. This is the one thing I actually heavily disagree with Nano here, and that is his take on Dragon Ball. Yeah, DB was one of the last shows to get localized here, but the show has been readily available to watch for well over a decade now. This isn't the 2000s anymore. If you've been a DB fan since back then, and you still haven't watched it, then at that point, you're going out of your way not to watch it, which is fine if you don't want to watch it. But trying to say that the U.S. didn't get the show until after DBZ GT, so it's not that crazy that fans haven't seen it, just sounds like an excuse. If you haven't seen OG DB, just say that you have no interest in watching it, Lamau. There's really no need to try and cook up an excuse to justify it. Now, Nano, would you mind if I answer on your behalf for 1 second, and then you can actually jump in and sure.
Run it.
I actually, when you said this, I didn't think you were making an excuse. I didn't really think you were saying anything other than this is an unfortunate side effect of like why some people don't like watch Dragon Ball. I think the bigger thing for this point is proving that what like a big argument that Dragon Ball fans like, oh, but you like Dragon Ball, you need to see the beginning of the journey or else you don't understand the characters. When that is literally for most people just not true. We started with Z and people fell in love with the show and they fell in love with the characters they got to know. But I don't think you were making an excuse as like, because this kind of goes into what we were talking about at the beginning, which it's based. I don't like Dragon Ball, which is why I don't watch OG Dragon Ball a lot. But go ahead. What did you mean by it?
First off, I don't think you're going out of your way to not watch it. I would have to go out of my way to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, it would be to watch OG Dragon Ball. And the whole point I think that this was sparked is because now Daima, and especially if it's all connecting to Super, Daima takes place before where we're at. And it is adding a lot of lore. And I'm not saying I probably wouldn't have like a better understanding of some characters and also meet some characters. And by the way, I've seen OG Dragon Ball to some extent. It's just very like separated because it was like, okay, I'm home. I can watch this. But it came out in 05, which is when I went to high school or was eighth grade. I don't know. It's when I started being way more active and like after school and hanging out with friends, doing all the stuff where I just wasn't home to watch the show and stuff as often. Anyways, it's the same thing because I already know what happens after all of those events. So that's why I never had this. Like I already like it's the whole argument I had was that prequels usually don't do as good. And so at that point to me and to everyone that grew up like me, that is a prequel. I know it technically existed. It all actually happened for like people in Japan before this, but to someone who started at Z, that has now become a prequel. So like, I don't need to see it anymore because I know where it leads to. I know what happens next for 300 episodes. That was like what caused this comment. And I also think it would be going out of my way to watch it now because you're asking me to watch a 150 episode show and I can barely get through like 20 episode shows. So like that's a lot more. If they would reanimate it, by the way, which I would love, dude, a reanimated like Dragon Ball all the way through the end of Z that's like really fast paced and stuff would be so cool. So cool. But anyways.
So in for Kirby's side of the thing, I'll actually just say I get what they mean. They're basically just saying that you can watch it now, like it's you can find a way to watch it.
Yes,
I'll go to their point and just say like I am the person that they're like saying like back to the original thing is like I watched it as a kid because I was just like the reason I watched it was literally how I imagine that a lot of people do is I literally had that thing in my mind as a kid. Where I was like, I am such a big fan of Dragon Ball Z that I'm going to watch the one that people don't talk about. Haha. I literally was that kid to an extent. Like, all these kids like Dragon Ball Z at my school, but I'm going to be such a big fan and watch this one too. And like GT and stuff. So I did as a kid. But you know what actually happened? I did watch through all of it. When I got to the Goku's first Kamehameha, Kamehameha wave on the police car after he sees Roshi do it to the mountain on fire. I remember as a kid, I was like, wow, I am so fucking bored right now. I was like, I can't believe I just saw him do the first Kamehameha. And then it started to pick up once they got to like the world tournament. And like once Krillin got in, I was like, okay, now we're cooking with gasoline here, baby. But so to Kirby's point, I am that person. And I do think a lot of fans are like us. It's not the availability. It simply is the fact that they really don't give a fuck. And I agree with Nano's point. It does kind of become a prequel to a lot of people because, again, Dragon Ball Z is such a perfect place to start and learn these characters. And you're really not going to be confused. And if anything, Dragon Ball Z makes it like a little easier to like, I think pretty much the only thing you lose out on is Tien stuff. Would you and like Yamcha being like an actual cool character? You lose out on Tien and you lose out on Yamcha. That's
pretty
much it.
I would probably say some of the impact of Red Ribbon Army showing back up during the Android Saga is definitely like, it does its own thing that I respect it. Obviously, I didn't need like that, but I will say for like the people that started with original Dragon Ball and seeing like all the Red Ribbon Army stuff like that, and then to see them come back. it's probably like, whoa, what the fuck, you know, type moment. But I missed out on that.
I think that's fair.
But I mean, I feel like you're discrediting. We see this a lot. A lot of people are really discrediting the storytelling in Dragon Ball Z by saying this, almost like in a, like, I don't know. Like, I think Dragon Ball Z does a fine job of setting these characters up. Like, everyone acts like I like someone like me who hasn't seen all however many episodes of Dragon Ball there are. I am probably like mischaracterizing all of the characters because I don't know their true origins when I don't think that's the case at all. Now, if you just watch Dragon Ball Super, probably yes, but like to some extent, not all of them, by the way, I think most of them still probably hit, but like you don't get much Yamcha. You don't have much like attachment to some of those characters. Yes,
they would just be nobodies because that's basically who they eventually become.
Yeah.
They're just like nobodies.
So that would be fair.
It's kind of just like, with Tien, I would just assume that Tien and Chiaotzu were pretty much always friends with Goku. Like, that's what I assumed as a kid. Like, when I was watching the show, like, the Z Fighters were always just kind of cool, and Piccolo's the guy they won over. It's like, oh, okay, this kind of starts, like, this is kind of just, like, Yamcha was an enemy, and then Tien was an enemy, and then, you know, yada yada, and then Piccolo was an enemy. But that's, again, a lot of my beef with this just comes from people like, how can you be a Dragon Ball fan if you haven't even watched Dragon Ball? It's like, that's most people. I literally just hate that argument because it's like trying to argue your way out of the fact of the world. Like, you can't know these characters if you started with Z. It's like, that is 90% of fans in the West. We mostly started with Z. And it was fine. It's totally fine. You start, they tell you all the lore that's going to be important going forward, and then you move forward. But I do think the Red Ribbon Army stuff is true, and, you know, Tien and Yamcha. Mostly TM, I think, changes. But yeah, that was your point.
Yeah, that was a lot. But yeah, I would say I would not really trying to justify. I'm not, there's no like justification in my head. I just don't have that much of a desire to sit down and watch all those episodes. I mean, I always say maybe one day because I kind of want to with my kid. And that's kind of been like my new excuse for the last like 7 years. And so maybe one day me and him will sit down and we'll do a full proper run through. My first ever time seeing all episodes of Dragon Ball would be with him. I meant to say this one too. This is our final comment of book club this week. But we have one that says the prequel argument doesn't work when OG Dragon Ball released before Z, full stop. But it did not for us. I'm so thrilled. Just the way they treated it over here. It did to me become a prequel because I had no, again, man, I grew up in an era where you you didn't have DVDs. Like, you just watched this shit on Toonami. If you missed it, you had to wait till they got back around to like that episode to see it again. I didn't have access to watch it on demand ever. I literally missed the Majin Vegeta episode, and my best friend back in the day recorded it for me on a VHS, brought it over on his bike so I could watch it the next day.
Yeah, that's a crazy fucking friend for real. I thought you were gonna say like, what was the first like? See, people forget. I mean, this shit matters so little nowadays. Like, TiVo, was that what it was called? Or
yeah, what was the first TiVo, iteration of that? TiVo, yeah. TiVo was definitely a very early, like
when that shit DVR, came out, that changed DVR. Everything. DVR, yeah. When, like, that stuff happened, that was, like, the biggest, that might be my biggest technical, like, leap in the world. I remember thinking, like, what? You don't have to, like, actually just be there.
We didn't have DVR for a really long time. We just had basic cable for a super long time because the way our house was wired, we couldn't have any, like, we had like super old wiring. I remember when the internet finally got kind of fast, you know, like the world got past like 1 megabit, I had to run new cabling in our house, and the electric guy got there and he was like, or the whatever it was, he gave us a bill if he was going to do it. And my mom said, yeah, we're not doing that. And so I talked two of my friends into getting in our attic and crawling and pulling all this cable down to all the rooms that we would need to make it work so I could have faster internet than 1 megabit up and down. Yeah. So like, we just had basic cable. We never had DVR. My mom was definitely not paying for us to have a DVR. So damn, Dada, you were
no, I didn't get it super early. Well, I mean, probably like
I didn't have it until, I, didn't have until I was in college and about to move out in like 2012.
Oh, well, in terms of our lifespans, yes. I'm also just younger than you though. Like, for me, it was,
dude, in 2012 like, we already had school. Netflix. Like, DVR was pretty old at that point. Like, DVR was already probably starting to be phased out.
Was it? I remember just the, because I remember my dad used it on like a Jets football game. And I remember I was watching it and I was just like, oh, this is not as exciting because it's not live. But then I was like, oh shit, I can record like cool shows with this too. It was limited to 50. Anyway, I think the prequel argument is perfectly fine, not just because it came out before, but again, most people started with Z. Even like in an internet era now, Dragon Ball Z is in the West, at least I'll just keep saying in the US because that's the one I know. In the US, Dragon Ball Z is infinitely, 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 infinitely more popular than OG Dragon Ball. Like, if I was a kid, I would probably still end up starting with Dragon Ball Z because I go on YouTube and what's Nanogenics yelling about? It's like the new Dragon Ball Z. Actually, probably right now I would start with, like, I would watch Daima because that's on Crunchyroll. And that, well, even then, it's hard to know what is like getting out in front of like the next generation of like youth. Cause I mean, I don't know. I'm not it's doing super. That, but
it's literally super.
Yes, it probably is super. But cause a big thing was like TV kind of controlled your interest. And like back in the day, and then you got Kai on Nickelodeon. It's like Dragon Ball Z is what's in your face. Dragon Ball Z is what you're going to see. So people are going to go, oh, I wonder to start Dragon Ball Z. So after you finish Dragon Ball Z, and I'll say I agree with you because even rewatching stuff is hard for me. It's like once you know how the story ends, that's it. You know, it's over. You know where it's going. It's not as exciting. And some things can, you know, change that, or, you know, some prequels can do that. Is it a literal prequel?
We're literally doing a rewatch for this podcast, but for me, that's just like, I've not seen that. I've not seen Z in its full. I've never seen Z in its full entirety. There's definitely episodes I missed. We've talked about that many times, but definitely, I've not seen most of these episodes in literally 20 years at this point. So,
yeah, or just like the funny filler episodes.
Sorry,
but I agree with your point. But like, again, it's just for a lot of people, it's like I get the prequel argument. I guess maybe you could disagree on that, but you know, if you know where Z is going to end up, it's not all too exciting watching, you know, normal Dragon Ball, especially with the tonal changes. And by tonal, I literally just mean the amount of beams per fight. It's pretty hard to watch like earth shattering planet destruction and then go back to, oh, if I lose here, I'm not going to be the tournament winner.
I'm not trying to beat a dead horse. We've had this discussion a lot on this, but I think that it's just, you just have to accept the fact that the storytelling of original Dragon Ball is always going to be more niche because
I think
of its just because of its context versus what Dragon Ball Z is, which I know that there's more to it than the fighting, but a lot of what made Z popular are the things you're thinking of right now. Super Saiyan, Majin Vegeta, Super Saiyan 3, fusions, androids, Super Saiyan 2, Gohan, Cell. Like, those are the things that people want to see. And like, when you know that those stakes, like, that's what Donald was just saying. When you know those stakes exist, like, there's a bioengineered android that has the cells of all the greatest fighters in the world, and he has to absorb these androids to evolve. And the prodigal son of the main character of the series can now go beyond anyone else's power by, like, you know, tenfold. You know that exists, then it's just really hard to be like, Roshi has to go put out this fire on the mountain. Like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, this actually, I'll make this promise now to the podcast. This will be the last time we discuss stuff like this in great length.
Yeah.
Until probably.
Unless someone comments about this.
we might have like one or two in book clubs, but I think the next time we talk about stuff like this will be when the Z meatheads come around, because let's be honest, when they fuse, or when Goku is an adult and maybe goes Super Saiyan 3, people will come back. That's when we're going to see a big influx. We're going to see, you know, Legends will probably drop a new unit after that because they're pushing it. English dub might come back. I think more positive stuff is on the way. It's just now that we're in the middle and it's like awkward now that we're kind of having these discussions. But as soon as they fuse, we're back in the money. As soon as Goku goes Super Saiyan 3, we're going to be back in the money.
I'm kind of hoping we see Goku go Super Saiyan 3 as a kid. I think it'll look sick. In GT, but
we're too late to like take bets on this. I actually think that they're going to use, because, and this could be, I've been wrong about literally every single guess for Daima, by the way. My guesses in Dragon Ball is not super accurate. I feel like Super Saiyan 3 is going to be like his limit for some reason. Like, I feel like he's going to say, like, I just can't get there right now. I don't know why.
Okay.
And they'll either use that as like a reveal, like, you know, in a pinch as a kid, he'll go Super Saiyan 3. And I'm with you. I do think it'll look sick in Daima's like style for some reason. But I think that's, if they do go into their adult form, I think that would be a sick way to like, one, I think that would be like a good send off to Super Saiyan 3. Not a send off like legitimately, but like, you know, Goku and Super Saiyan 3 could use some more, because basically it's just the movie. It could use a big moment where it's like, this is, I'm going to overcome the final obstacle with this power.
I mean, I definitely hope we see 3 here. I think my dreams
of... We will see 3.
I think my dreams of 4 becoming some level of canon are kind of... I think those are kind of gone. We haven't even had that discussion in a long time, but I don't think a great ape make him turn into an adult type form is going to happen anymore. I don't think it's even on the table.
Yeah, I think... And we miss so many like actual good forms of discussion, because another thing is like they confirmed that Saiyans aren't from the demon realm, and I wanted to talk about that. And,
oh
like,
yeah, there's
you
no
know,
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
like
theory.
There's no going to be like demon realm type form or something for Goku or Vegeta.
Yeah,
I
was going to discuss that because I'm sure some people are sad about that, but it's going to be like I was going to use the other comment to jump to this, because one critique I've been seeing, like this is not a meathead thing, is like Daima has been like minimizing the world of Dragon Ball a lot. Like a lot of shit has just been like the answer from the demon world. Like it's demons, also demons. And even in this episode, it kind of like, we literally find out that the whole universes are from demons. Literally everything was once demon world, and then it became demon world and outer demon world. Not really. So I think having Saiyan also come from there might have started to add up to like, okay, dude, like this is like everything in Dragon Ball, the lore answer is this is from the demon world.
Yeah.
So I'm a little happy. I do think it would have been cool to get a demon form though. Like ancestral shit.
Yes. You know, I would have loved to have seen what that would look like, but I'm also like totally cool with that not being the case. They're going to cook with this show. All right. Book club for me. I don't know. Donna can maybe change it up if he wants. I just want to, Do you guys, we'll keep it very simple since we waited until the very end to say it, but do you guys think Vegeta beats Tamagami too?
I think that's a good one. I'm a little worried we might have our, I guess that's the point, right? I guess that's the point of book club.
That is the point of book club. It's super like reading the comment there about,
because Majin Kuu,
I have another
my
question, but I don't want to ask it because you said that there might be leaks out there that exist that would answer that question, but it would be such a logical book club question, which is like, what do you think the other thing's going to be? Because she's clearly going to go create a replacement for Majin Kuu, but if that potentially exists, I don't want to ask that. So we'll keep it simple and we'll just say, do you think Vegeta beats Tamagami too? I hope that he does, but I do have my doubts because it's Vegeta.
I hope Majin Kuu ends up, I guess... You know, that's a good one, and I do like that one. I'm going to back that up. I'm going to ask a secondary question of, what do you guys think Majin Kuu does now?
Ooh.
Like I kind of want Majin Kuu to be on the good side. Like, I want him to be an ally. I think he's won me over. I like him. He's my, I was going to say second favorite character of the show now, but I can't remember who I like in this other than Goku, I guess, but kind of boring.
You know, I thought you were Glory, bro. What the hell? What is going on?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Glory. He's kind of taken a backseat these past couple episodes,
he
not going to lie.
And things have gotten better.
Interesting. Okay. I disagree. No, that's fine. Glorio's going to have he's going to have a big moment soon. But the Glorio stocks have been falling. I'm not going to lie. The Kuu stocks are on the rise. The Glorio stocks are on the fall. Economists can't figure this out.
It's time to buy into the Glorio stocks. I think they're going to pay out pretty heavy soon.
I think they're going to pay out. If you want to jump on the Glory Bros train, now is the best time to do that. I would also say invest heavily in Majin Kuu, okay? Because his stock started off really strong, and I think they definitely probably took a hit this week in terms of everybody's eyes. But I think this wacky little fella's got more to show. You know, I think... Oh, dude. Oh, no. I just realized... They're going to make a second Majin, and then they're going to fuse, and Majin Kuu is going to be lost to the... We're going to have to, like, rip him out of the bad version.
Oh shit.
They're gonna steal the bean. That's who's gonna fuse, dude.
No.
Or he might just get, I guess he could also just get absorbed and then fight a fusion.
Oh, and then dude, we're right back into sad. The blue if sock. He gets absorbed by the
he doesn't deserve new, that.
By the new thing that they make. Ah, oh, that's gonna damn dog. This show might make me actually like shed a small tear if that shit happens. Damn.
His last words are gonna be like, I just wanted to go shopping.
I thought well, we gotta rate this episode, man. We have not done that yet. Last week was a 4 from you, a 6 from me. Already have in mind what I want to give this week.
Me too. I think you go first, right? I started with
sure. Hold it up. What you got?
Or not, oh, I almost held I almost held up another 4. I'll go with you know what? Let me glaze a little bit. Let me glaze. This might be glazing way too fucking heavy, but go ahead.
All right, 8.
Yeah, I glazed too. I went 9.
Oh, okay.
I glazed a little heavy, but I really did like the Majin Ku twist, and I did like the, you know, learning of the lore and stuff, and getting all the universal stuff. I thought this was a great episode.
Yeah, this was a really good episode. But I think next week has the potential to be another 10. So I thought
I kind of do too. Buy stocks now. I feel like Vegeta's gonna. There's no way they let Vegeta show up and have a cool moment. He's definitely.
Shut up, dude.
Somebody's getting swallowed by that squid.
And now, if they had preview next week and he did the thumbs up pose, I would be with you. But I think he's gonna handle business.
Not that actually, because I. Not to take up too much time, but I recently got some new Daima arcade figures, the Goku and Vegeta. Okay. I think a thumbs up Vegeta figure would go a kid Vegeta. I don't know. I would have appreciated a thumbs up pose.
Well, he's not done it yet, which means no L's yet. But I don't. I think I hear it.
Music at this hour, at this day, localized entirely on YouTube.com.
It's swelling. I think. Bye!